Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Amud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And yesterday we began Simen Reish Nun Gimel, which deals with the very important halachos of Shehiyah V'Chazara. Just quickly to remind us, there's a machlokas between Hananya and the Chachamim who argue with Hananya as to what exactly it means when the Gemara says that you're not allowed to lo yiten, you can't put the food on the oven, on the stove top over here, achiyigrov o achiyitena so'efer, until you do gruf o ketuma, which we said practically is a vernacular that we can use for saying you need to put up a blech, you need to cover it up in some way, or to remove the coals in some way, that there's no concern, shema yachate, that you may come to stir the coals, and as a result, cook on Shabbos. So we had this machlokis as to what it means, lo yitain, don't put it over there. Does it mean shehiyah, like the word simply means that you're not allowed to leave it there at all? That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Or is it the opinion of Hananya that it means you're not allowed to return it? But leaving it there, even if it's not with a blech, even if it's not grufa ketuma, is not a problem. So we brought down yesterday the first opinion, which is the Rambam and the Rif and others' opinion, that it means like the Chachamim, who argue with Hananya that Shehiyah means, over here, literally Shehiyah. You can't do Shehiyah. You can't leave things on a fire on Erev Shabbos and leave them into Shabbos with a fire unless there's a blech, unless it's grufa o ketuma. And we continue today. The top line in the Mechaber over here, Chaf Amud Beis. And the Mechaber tells us another situation where you're allowed to. Yesterday we said you're allowed to do it, even according to the Rif and the Rambam, if, in fact, it is fully cooked and will get worse if you cook it further, if you overcook it. And today he says another heter, not to have to have a blech, grufa ketuma, o kishuhu chai, shalun isbashel klal. If you're putting up raw meat over here that is not cooked at all, and there's no way it will essentially be ready on Friday night, the kivan shu chai, since it's raw meat, maisiach daito mimena, ad lamochar. Therefore, a person is not going to eat it at night. He's going to say, listen, there's absolutely no way it'll be ready tonight. It's going to be for lunch tomorrow. Lunch tomorrow, it has all night to cook. There's no reason to think he's going to hurry it up by stirring the coals, so be ready. If it doesn't cook in 16 hours, it's not going to cook a little bit faster by your putting it on, raking the coals, or stirring it up over here. So therefore, if it's raw when you put it on Erev Shabbos, so then there's no way it'll be ready for Friday night. It will definitely be ready no matter what for Shabbos morning, for lunch, and therefore, there is no concern, even if there is no blech, because there is no concern of Shema Yechate. You've forgotten about it. Mesiach Dayetum Imenu Ad Lamachar. And therefore, b'chol alayla yochol is basha b'luchito. It's going to cook all night without you having to stir the coals, and therefore there is no concern over here that you'll come to stir the coals. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Tes explains, v'davka basar chai. We're specifically here talking about raw meat. She efshol ish basel tzorech tzudas alayla. There's no way raw meat will be ready if you put it up in a stovetop. No way it'll be ready on Friday night, so therefore you'll forget about it and not stir it. Avo yerek, but vegetables, shari dvarim shem kali abishul, or other things that cook very quickly, lo mahani mashuchai, it doesn't matter that you're putting up raw vegetables on there, they cook in 15 minutes. So therefore, we are concerned that, oh, the guests are coming and it's not ready yet, you may come to stir it, you'll forget it's Shabbos, you may come to stir it. And therefore, v'chei mashakosav lekame chaticha chaya, when it says later on, you're talking about a piece of raw, hainu gamkin basar, it's also talking there about raw meat as well. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Meisich Daitu Mena Lemocher says Nira Daafilu Matanu Chumo Rav. Even if it's a very very hot oven, Yochel is Basho Beizor Shos Belayla B'Meshach Zman. You have it turned up very high, and the oven could cook it, so it'll be ready at 10-11 o'clock at night on Friday night. Afal Pikein, he says. Nevertheless, it ain't dark and Yodim Lahamtim Busudosum Kokach. Since people normally don't wait such a long time, they're not going to eat their Friday night meal. Shabbos starts at 6. They're not going to eat their Friday night meal at 11 o'clock at night. So bevad deyasuchi meisach daite miinei. You definitely have forgotten about it, and therefore there's no concern. Velo osu lechatuye. If you look at Dirshafut number 30, it brings down Shem Tizbasha Lakdera Ad Hasman Shaderach Bnei Adam Lahamtim Bisudasim. However, if it will cook, nowadays we have much stronger electrical and gas ovens than they did in those days, much higher temperatures. So then, Ein Lahatu Bezem Yishum Basuchai. Then one has to be very careful because it will be ready. When you come home from shul, you put it up Erev Shabbos, it only takes an hour or two to cook on the high setting. So then it will be ready, even though you're planning on having it for tomorrow. And since people may want to have some chalent on Friday night, then you have to be concerned that it shouldn't be allowed to be put up there without a blech if it's raw. Chazonish, however, has a cool over here. He says, Kivin Sha'al Pirov, Lo Mashin, Basur Chai, Elotzorch Yom HaMochras. He says, if people put up raw meat right before Shabbos, so they really are planning on eating it on Shabbos morning for lunch, and they're not really planning on eating it Friday night. So even though they may come to eat it on Friday night, nevertheless, he says, in this situation, it's permissible. However, Chazonish, in Dirshafut number 15, brings down that you're not allowed to do something like this to put up raw meat on a non-lit oven and then turn the oven on a timer on, let's say, on Friday night at 2 in the morning. So that you're not allowed to do, because he says there's a difference between having the fire already lit and you starting the fire via a timer. That's not allowed. In the issue number 16, he brings down, if you have, let's say, some vegetables inside with this meat, so the vegetables will cook very quickly, but the meat will take a longer time to cook, so then in this situation, we view the meat as being the ikkar over here, and you don't have to worry that maybe you come to stir it because the vegetables will be ready. Mr. Burr Sivkot and Yud, he says, we said over here in the Mechaber, if it hasn't been cooked at all, shalom nispashel, pirish, oz shari lit no somach l'shkia mamish. If it's totally raw, you can put it on a minute before the shkia. Avol minasonim bibod yo, masa. But if you put it up early in the day, so then it's already partially cooked, and then you could eat it on Friday night, and therefore the concern would be that you may come to adjust the flame, you may come to be mechata over here, stir the coals. The kvar nispashel, because that's called mshavis, because it's already partially cooked, so it would be ready on Friday night. And in this situation, v'tzorach l'salik yishigiyaz man shabbos, unless you have a blech up there, so in this situation you would have to go and take it off the oven or put it on a blech. Elam kin special called tzachu komzer, unless it's fully cooked, and if it's fully cooked and it would get worse by cooking, then we said it's not a problem without a blech. Sivkot and Yud Aleph, he said klol should only special klol. What does it mean at all? Hainu dafilu hucham hatavshu nami mut lashos. Even if it's a little bit warm, it's still considered raw over here, and you can leave it on there without a blech. We're not concerned that you're going to come to adjust the coals, adjust the flame. Given the etzem abishul on a special cloth, because from a practical point of view, even though it's hot, it hasn't cooked at all. It's still raw meat, and therefore there is no problem over here. The issue foot number 18 brings down a raya from this, from the Chazon Ish, shari yev sholitzamse litin as a tavshul somach l'shkia mamish, because nobody's putting it up 1 second before the shkia. You're putting it up 5 minutes before the shkia, so it's already cooked a little bit by the time of the shkia, and obviously that's not a concern. So he says, so too over here, even if it's a little bit warm, but it's not really cooked, so that's called lo nisbashel klal. Mechaber continues, he writes, avol nisbashel ktsas, if it has cooked a little bit, the lo nisbashel kol tzorcho, albeit not fully, then afilu nisbashel kol tzorcho v'mitztamek v'yofalo. Or in the situation where it's fully cooked, but cooking it more will get better. A chalom, for example, can be fully cooked, but it will still get better by cooking it longer. Then we have to be concerned, chayshinon shem yichata. We are concerned that maybe you'll come to adjust the flame, you'll stir the coals, and therefore, va'osu l'hasho soleo, elim ken goraf, and then unless you've removed the coals, i.e. you've put on a blech, dahinu shahutzi menu kolei gecholim, you've either removed all of the coals, or kotam, or you covered them up, dahinu shekisa hagecholim, you covered it up, that's what we put on a blech, afer with some ashes, l'mayid hum chumam, that will minimize the heat. That's when we put up a blech. It's a reminder, it's going to minimize heat. You don't cook as well with a blech. Oh, that's why I'm not allowed to adjust the flame. Therefore, that would be a regular reminder for the person. He won't come, chas v'shalom, to adjust the flame to stir the coals on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Beis explains, when you stir the coals, you're doing it lamaher bishulo kedei lecho b'layla, so you can cook faster and it'll be ready at night, which is of course also to cook on Shabbos. O kedei shia mitztamek yofu, or you want it to cook more and overcook it because that's good for it, so we're concerned that you'll come to adjust the coals. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Gimel, shahotzi mimenu. Grufa means that you've removed the coals. Chutz l'kira, away from the oven. Umutter bezeh, then you're allowed to do, because there's no concern over here that you'll come to adjust it, because you physically can't. Likewise, l'chein b'katab, when we're talking about that you're covering up the coals, you're putting on the blech, afilu rak nisbashu ktsas, this is necessary even if it's only cooked a little bit. Sivkot and Yudalit, shekisa agacholim, you're covering up the coals with some ashes. Hainu kol agacholim, you have to cover up all the ashes. But you don't have to cover it so much that you can't even tell that there's a fire over there. It's enough to just have a sprinkling of the ashes on the top of it, so it's essentially covered up to a certain extent, but it doesn't have to be absolutely covered up. And he says, and even if some of the coals burst through, so to say, and they get through the covering that you did, then still shari, it's still good based upon the Gemara. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Odom Arsham, Tafilu Hayu Hagacholim Shel Rosem. Even if the coals that you're using are Rosem wood, which is a very, very strong type of a wood, She'enam Maharin Lichobos, that they don't easily go out, and therefore you think there's more of a concern of Shema Yechata, that you may come to stir it, Gamkin Shari. Even with Rosem wood, it is permissible. Batam, the reasoning behind all of this is, Kivan de Gila Daito de Lo Boile Gacholim. You've demonstrated that you don't want the coals. You've essentially told yourself, I'm not interested in making it cook faster. I removed the coals. I put a black up. I covered up the coals. Therefore, Sagi, we're not concerned that Shema Yechat, that you'll come to adjust it. The Bavade Lo Asa Lechatuya, because overwhelming likelihood is that you will not, by accident or certainly not on purpose, come to adjust the flame because you want it to cook faster, because you've removed the ability for it to cook faster before Shabbos. Furthermore, Odisa, it says over there further in the Gemara, Diga cholim she'amamu, what does that mean? Coals that are amamu. Hainu she'huchshach ketzas marison, that they've already dimmed somewhat, they're not as powerful, they're considered harehen kiktuma. Without even putting a blech on them, without putting the dirt, the ashes to cover them up, they're considered already like they're covered up. Batam, the reasoning is, kivan the shalo choshash laboson shaloye umamu, since you didn't fan them and make them be all powerful, you by definition have allowed them to cool down, and therefore you've demonstrated that you're not interested in stirring those coals. Muchach milsa, this is proof positive, sheino kapid b'chituyo, that you're not at all interested over here in the possibility that you'll stir them on Shabbos. And this is brought down in the name of the Rashba. Tishufu number 22 brings down from Avayashiv Zatzal, Shein Tzar L'chasu says, kol shetach ha'yichom, you don't have to literally cover up every little bit of coal. El Rakshiyah says, pula sakitsui klapi kol ha'yicholim, it has to be in general over all of the coals. Dainu she'ashlichas ha'efer b'fizur apnei kol ha'yicholim, for example, if you're covering it up with ashes, you toss the ashes over all of the coal area, even though afa b'shirak miyuta mischas, even though only a small portion of it is actually covered up. By doing this, you're demonstrating that you're not at all interested in having the coals be stirred on Shabbos. Dishfut number 24 brings down an interesting point. What happens if you're not the one that covered them up, but you're maybe the one that's going to cook? So he says, Afim lo kotam biatzma, even though you're not the one that covered it up, you didn't put the blech on. El shama le'achar shalom maven es inyan haktima luktom. Somebody else put up the blech that doesn't understand Hilchos Shabbos, that doesn't understand why he's putting up a blech. Oh, we put up a blech because that's what Jewish people do, but doesn't understand why. So for example, if a non-Jewish person or a child puts it up and doesn't understand these halachos, so Rav Yashiv says that still works, even though they have no idea why they're doing it, and the whole purpose is that they therefore demonstrating that they won't come to stir the coals, and this person has no idea what he's doing. Nevertheless, it's good. This works out very well for somebody who doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos, and he puts up a blech because he thinks that's what the halacha says. You must have a blech up there, but he doesn't understand why. It's to prevent you from stirring it. The issue for number 25 brings down an extremely important machlokas between Gedolei Aposkim of our generation, the previous generation, as to what constitutes nowadays with our modern electrical and gas stoves, what constitutes a blech, what constitutes covering it up. It brings down a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, who's machmir, shalot dai b'kisu ya'esh, it's not enough to put the blech over the actual stovetop part itself, where the burner are, where the flame is coming out. You should also cover up the knob on the blech, because that's how you adjust a modern oven, by turning the knob, not by doing something to stir the actual flame. So there are poskim that say either one of the two is enough. Rav Moshe says it's preferable to do both. Again, bid the evidence. If somebody only covers up the actual flame part with the blech, they're a great poskim to rely upon. But Rav Moshe does suggest that you actually cover up the knob itself, or remove the knob itself so it can't be easily adjusted. This footnote is replete with other very important halachos regarding our modern-day ovens and stoves, and Ayin Shem for further details about this. Again, we come back to the famous introduction that we went through on the first day of starting the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, the introduction from the Chafetz Chaim, who says if you don't really know Hilchos Shabbos well, there's no way you can observe Shabbos properly, and this is nowhere more true than in modern kitchens and using all the appliances that we have and knowing how to make them kosher for usage on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos so that they can maintain their heat and to cook in a halachically permissible way. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "V'imnoasan bo chaticho chaya, if you put inside already cooked meat, and then you add an additional piece of raw meat, so then mutter kilu haisa kula chaya. Then we view this as if the whole thing is raw, even though half of it is already cooked. So we don't say, well, you're going to remove the half that's cooked, or maybe you want to stir that, but the rest you won't stir. No, by the fact that you demonstrated you're putting in a raw piece of meat, you're showing it's for Shabbos lunch, for Shabbos day, as opposed to Friday night, and therefore we view this as if the whole thing was raw. And all of the halachos for raw meat on Erev Shabbos apply over here, i.e., really don't need grufa ketuma, even according to the Riff and the Rambam, as opposed to for cooked meat, according to the Riff and the Rambam, you do need to put on a blech to have grufa ketuma. This is what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out before. When it says chaticha chaya, it means over here a raw piece of meat, not just raw vegetables, which of course would not change the halacha in any way. Because the Mechaber says, da'yidei kach misiach taitum mena, by throwing in some raw meat, you've demonstrated that you're not interested in it for Friday night, but you're going to have it for the Shabbos Suda. Then he adds, vafilu eino grufa. For even if it doesn't have the coals removed, again, the Ramah tells us, Pirush Shemoshach Agachol Meyatanu, that you took the coals out, or it's Kuktumah, or that you covered it up. The Ramah says, Pirush Shekitzah Agachol Meyefer, you covered up the coals with ashes, i.e., we put a black on it. Even without that, Mutter, it is permissible, Lismoch Lo Kederu B'Samach Hutzalah, to go and put a pot near this oven, right adjacent to it, not on the stovetop, but adjacent to the oven. That is permissible. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Tezvav, Yeshom, and there is an opinion over here, the lo sharin and hacha, kim hasmicha be'erev Shabbos la'shosim mishetechshach. There is an opinion over here that says when the Mechaber is telling Yosef, you can place it next to the stovetop so the heat in general from that area will go into the food that you have over there, that's only allowed on Erev Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself. But to put something there on Shabbos itself, a cooked food that you take out of the refrigerator and put it next to the stove in that situation, this opinion would say that that's not allowed, even adjacent to it. But only according to the opinion of Tosas and Rashi, which we discussed yesterday, which we will learn at the end of this sif and in tomorrow's Shia, according to them, you're allowed to return something to the apps onto the blech itself, onto the fire itself, in certain permissible ways with all the laws of Chazara that we'll learn in Sif Beis and tomorrow Shia. So according to that opinion, then you would be allowed to do this even next to the fire. However, there are many achronim that disagree with this over here. In the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Chof, he brings down the Dogel Mervava in the explanation of the Magen Avram, and the Sefer Beis Meir seems to say this as well, and likewise the Chidush Aran in the name of the Ra'ah, and Tosos over there as well in the Gemara. They all say, they hold that it's not only according to Tosas and Rashi that the Mechaber is saying over here that it's permissible, but this would even be true according to the Rambam and the Rif and the others, that all hold that you're not allowed to return something onto the flame. They hold that you would be allowed to return it next to the flame. And this would be permissible to do this even on Shabbos. Yesh mikilim. There are those that say that this is permissible. Under the circumstances, as long as it was still hot somewhat and it has already been fully cooked. So you can do this even on Shabbos, according to these opinions. And he says, we'll see this in tomorrow's Shia. Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kideru, you could put a pot next to this. Hainu gamken afilu lunis bashlo shlish. This would be true, according to this opinion, that you're allowed to do this even if it's not cooked a third, i.e., it's not cooked to Michael ben Drosoy. The kivin de eino elo somech lo mi bechut, since you're only putting it adjacent to it, lo chomir haikiro migrufa uktuma hanal. This can't be any worse than if it has a blech on it that you're allowed to put it on there. So it certainly should be allowed to be put on there. If there is no blech, but you're not putting it on the fire, you're putting it adjacent to the fire, because you are allowed to leave it on it if it hasn't been cooked to Kumaychel ben Dusroy, Kidei Shlis, as we've already learned, the Chanal. Even if the area that you're putting it on is heated up by the stove to the point where it's yatso ledes, that you'd have to remove your hand from that area, the heat that is present in that area would cause a person to withdraw his hand. That's called yatso ledes bo. Lamaisa, what actual temperature this is a source of great machlokus amongst the poskim. Some say basically it's 104 degrees Fahrenheit, others say it's 113 degrees Fahrenheit, others say it's even higher temperature. So Lamaisa, we're machmer over here, something is forbidden. Here it was permitted, but something is forbidden. But yeah, it's a lettuce bow, so we tend to be machmer over here for the lower possible temperature. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutal Hashul Soleil, you can leave it next to the stovetop. Likewise, you can even put it inside the oven, the Kivin de Kurufo Damya, because inside the oven is considered like it has a blech there. There's nothing to adjust inside over there. So before Shabbos starts, you're allowed to put it inside. Mali Tocha, Mali Agaba. What difference does it make in the inside or on the top? Sivkot Yudches, Afilu Eino Lo Grufo Lo Ktuma, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lefi She'en Bo Chashash Chitu. In this situation, there is no concern that you'll come to adjust it. Shemiyad Shekola. Because as soon as the flame goes down, so too the coals aren't going to be burning at all. The issue foot number 31 brings down a very important distinction, however, between their ovens and our ovens. It brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Yashiv Zatzal, that our gas ovens and our electric ovens today, we do have to be concerned that since they can cook so fast, it's pu'ula kala, we have to be more concerned with our gas and electric ovens than they did with their fires from firewood. And our ovens today would have a much stricter din according to these great poskim. Similarly, Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita says that it's so easy to raise the flame nowadays on our ovens, and therefore, so it's more like just stirring the coals, and it's not like you're bringing in new flammable material over here. Again, Lamaisa, we always essentially make sure that it's grufa and ketuma for us to use the ovens in a permissible way on Shabbos. Finally, we conclude with the words of the Ramah. Hagah, shtei kiros hamasim ozuet zozu. If you have two stovetops right next to each other, two of these ovens next to each other, v'dofen shocheres b'neim, and there's a earthenware wall between them, v'achas grufa k'tuma v'ashnia ena grufa k'tuma, and one of these ovens does have a blech on it, it's grufa k'tuma, and the other one does not. So nevertheless, mutu lahashos ala grufa k'tuma, one is permitted to go and leave food on the oven with a blech over here, and we're not concerned that there is food on the oven without a blech, afa pisha mosif hevo mishena grufa k'tuma, even though the oven without a blech may be adding additional heat over here to make it as if it wasn't grufa and ketumah. So the Ramah says we are not concerned about this. The Rurus of Katan Chav says you might have thought that that's not true. Kamashulam delar minhoch. We don't say that. Afilu b'Shabbos mutar lahazir olel, and won't be permitted to return to this on Shabbos with the laws of the Chazara. That concludes today's shir.